Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Fisher from the Back Pages. First one for December, we're getting towards the end of 2023. Want to get at least a few more reviews in before the conclusion of the year. For this week, I was looking at different films to review. I was hoping to do maybe an independent indie horror movie or sci-fi film. The one that I ended up choosing was a big blunder in my part. This film was beyond horrible. As you know, I've watched many a bad movie and reviewed it somehow here on History from Back Pages. But this one was not laughably bad. It was not a film where the acting was over the top horrible or the plot was filled with errors and plot holes. This movie is just, let's be honest, bad. There's no way around it. There's no way to sugarcoat it. This isn't like a fake review for me where I really loved it, but I want to go into an angry rant. It was bad. So let's talk about it here. The film is called Red Island. Red Island came out in 2019. It's an independent movie starring two main characters. The actor Alexandra Essos, best known for being the Pope's Exorcist, Midnight Mass, and Haunting in Bly Manor. She was the main character in Pope's Exorcist that came out in this year. I really enjoyed Pope's Exorcist. I thought she gave a strong performance. The movie overall, I really enjoyed it with Russell Crowe. That was a good horror movie of demonic influences and the devil. I would watch it again for sure. Let's be honest, go watch that instead. Get on the Amazon or a different service and watch Pope Exorcist instead, because that was a real movie that was enjoyable. I'd rather turn that on than have to watch or even hear about this movie right now and ever again. And then the second main character played by the actor Georgi Dubras. I don't really know him. On IMDb, doesn't really say anything. Just talks more about his background, that he's born in Calgary, Canada. He went into acting, and that's really it. So the plot of the movie is that the characters played by Alexander Essos and Georgi Dubras. I already forgot the characters' names because either they don't say them or they say it one time and I wasn't paying attention. Let's say the husband and wife are going through a rough patch because the wife had a miscarriage and they don't really explain how long it's been, but they're going through this horrible experience. She's still grieving. She's depressed and has been isolated from the husband because of this. And the husband tells her he has a genius idea to go to this honeymoon type vacation to try to get her happy again, or at least her mood improve. At first she's not really thrilled, but she ends up bending to his opinion and whims. So he takes her to this middle of nowhere island, and it is middle of nowhere, like they never say where it is, what country, it's nearby. I don't know, I already forgot. So it's a middle of nowhere island with Native American influences. So they get to this island, and the husband at first treats it as like a honeymoon. So he says, we'll go hiking, we'll go exploring, we'll go climbing. They have a tent with different goods required in the middle of nowhere area, such as a gun, bear spray, bug spray, sleeping bags to try to protect themselves, because if they get injured or hurt or attacked, they'll probably die because they're so far from civilization, they won't make it back. So he has these things along for protection, which is understandable. So that feels like a decent movie. One where this on the island, something goes wrong, they have to protect themselves, then try to escape. That would plot's been done like 5,000 times, but at least that's a semblance of a plot, or maybe there's some intrigue, mystery, horror sci-fi element weaved into the plot of the movie. That at least would have been watchable of a movie. But that's not this movie. What it says on Amazon is fake. Fake description. Either the person, like the algorithm that wrote the description or whoever came up with it to be written was lying, because none of that that I discussed really was in this film. So pretty much what happens is they get to this honeymooner location, which it's not, let's be real. They get there and the husband lies and deceives her. He's like, we're gonna have wild sex, we're gonna have a great time, you're gonna be fall in love with me again, you're gonna have the time of your life because this honeymoon vacation is gonna blow you away. Really? It was all a scheme that he came up with because he's like a broke art dealer, I believe. They never say, they never explain it. I think he's that. That's just my guess. He's broke, so he gets hired by this client, and the client's like, I need you to go to this remote island and get me this cursed Native American, I believe, totem. It's like a totem pole. I'll pay you big bucks if you get this artifact. Why the older gentleman needs it, why he covets it, is never explained. But it's cursed, and it can be recovered for a good finder's fee. I guess that's the reasoning behind this man coming up with the fake honeymoon vacation and taking his wife to this dangerous remote location. I guess that's why he was desperate for the money. It's not really explained. But they get there, he doesn't steal, like, well, he does steal it, technically, because it was like a ceremonial artifact that was on this island where it's his resting place. He steals it. His goal is to take it back to this gentleman for a finder's fee. And that's the main aspect of the movie. So that at least had some semblance of intrigue, so to speak, you could say, based on my description. But the real movie. So the movie was 80 minutes, which is on average time frame this type of movie. But it felt like 4 hours because the movie's writing and plot pacing were so poor. This movie, I tried to stay awake, which I actually sadly did. I wish I'd fallen asleep. That would have been more interesting. I better use my time than watching this movie. So what happened is they either couldn't afford to film or use cameras for the movie, or the actors were busy and they just shot it and then they phoned it in and then it was presented and they like, we love it, and then that was it. Pretty much the whole movie's plot was 20 minutes but made into an 80-minute movie. So the main character, the main husband, he had these narration and monologue sequences with this detective, because supposedly his wife had left on the island and he never saw her again, and that was it. Somehow she stayed there and they don't explain it. She's just there and he didn't care and he didn't rescue her and she's gone. So this detective's talking with him. And instead of the movie taking place in current time, the movie takes place in the past. So all these narration bits and dream sequences that the husband's talking about, for example, I was feeling anger at my wife. Evil feelings began to become and enter my body. I was beyond angry at what she had done to me. He kept doing these dream sequences and like narration bits to the detective. So everything he was feeling, instead of it showing in the movie, instead of there being like a kind of obvious spat between the husband and wife, or they were going through a rough patch, he would just explain everything he was feeling instead of it being shown on the screen in a nice visual format. It was shown audio, which is not very exciting. Just him complaining every 5 seconds, like, I was so angry. What she had done to me was so beyond the pale. Instead of explaining what she had done, he just describes his feelings and it's never explained. So complaining every 5 minutes doesn't make a very exciting movie. And the plot is discussed in these narration dream sequences the whole time. So it's just him in this interrogation room at the end of the film going through the whole movie. So every scene that's in the movie isn't taking place. It's just him narrating it. So, like, she smiled, but then I was angry. She proceeded to climb up the cliff. So I did. Or she recommended we have sex. So I did. It's like, no. Like, do something. Have it in real time. Not these narration bits. It was not exciting. It made a boring movie. Because the plot could have been weaved into something resembling a real movie. With the isolated part, with them stuck on this island, maybe some demonic or devilish creature enters the fold. That could have been at least somewhat of a movie. Instead, these boring narration bits in a detective's jail cell were boring. They made the movie have a slow pace, slow burn. It took 80 minutes to get going, which was the whole movie, so it never got going. There was no action sequences, no mystery sequences, and no horror elements. Though the movie is claimed to be an Amazon mystery horror sci-fi movie, it's none of those. I didn't notice any mystery or sci-fi elements. I guess technically you could say there's a sci-fi element at the end of the movie when like some alien creature is revealed, but even then it's a stretch. And the movie just never got going. I never enjoyed it. I never really got into it. They should have scrapped the narration sequences and the monologuing, because I'm not a big fan of monologuing, to be honest, anyway. But having the man monologue and narrate the whole movie turned it into more of a documentary type film than a real movie. Like, if it's just supposed to be documentary, that could have been like still boring, but at least there would have been like some type of intriguing aspect. But it's a real movie that's turned into documentary, so to speak. And positives of it, there were very few, if any. I guess the positives were Alexandra Essos, the wife's character. She's a good enough, talented actress, like I explained. So she at least had somewhat of a decent performance. Not very good, in all honesty. It's probably her worst performance I've seen her in. Others she'd been far better. But I can't completely say it was all her fault, because the writing and directing were horrible. Because the movie was shot like on a old VHS or like an old handheld camera that was like from the 80s. And the writing and the direction that they gave to the main character in the movie, the man with the narration sequences, was a huge mistake. I've never heard of him, so I don't know if he's been like more talented in indie type movies before. I'm not gonna say that he's like an abysmal actor, because I can't say that based on one performance. But they should have switched it where instead of saying it's a honeymooner thing, they should have both agreed that they were going to go get this artifact and it ended up being cursed. And then they had to fight off this alien creature and fear for their lives. That would have been somewhat interesting. But instead of that, he hid all the stuff from her. He lied to her. He deceived her. And then the movie got going and this alien occurred and then it was over. That made it boring. I'm not sure if they discussed the director, the actors, and the writers, like, the idea for the movie. But whoever's idea it was, and whoever signed off on going with this narration doom sequence bit, made a huge mistake, because it ruined most of the movie. But I can't say the narration bit was the whole downfall of the movie. Overall, it stunk. But it did not add any entertainment value to the movie or improve it in any way. And I just struggled to find any positives, because I've watched some bad films this year, ones I did not enjoy and I would not watch again, but at least some of those had real story and somewhat intrigue and maybe semblance of acting. This movie, besides some occasional acting bits, somewhat of a plot that's not really there, it wasn't a movie that I would watch ever again or recommend it or get a glowing review after this. It just overall was beyond good. This abysmal of a movie. That's why on my rating scale, it's getting abysmal. There's no debate, no discussion, no comparing it to other films to highlight the positives of it and maybe sneak it into like second rate. No, this movie was abysmal. No discussion. 0 out of 10. I'm not going to go into any more details of it and find some positives for you to say maybe that's why Red Island is a movie that could be watched. Just, I did not enjoy it, and I'm feel bad for Alexandra Essos because she's a good actress and she just given this role with nothing to do. She was not really part of the movie whatsoever, like I explained. It was all the man whining, complaining, narrating dream sequences of her in the background just to look good. That was it. I wish she had a bigger role and maybe cut him out of the movie and have her in the movie instead. Like, it was just her and then an alien entered the fold. That still was not that exciting, but at least that could have been a starter of a plot with, like, she arrives on this island, the alien arrives, sees to gather supplies, gather weapons, figure out a plan of attack to defeat the alien and then leave the island. That would have been okay. I started this narration bit where it was not. So overall, never watch Red Island. And one last thing, don't be deceived by the 19 IMDb review, Amazon reviews, because there's 19 reviews. I read them all. I know, I'm sorry. I read them. And most of them give it 1 out of 10, just like my review. Some of them I feel are phony, fake, like the director or the writer of the movie wrote them and then went under anonymous and put it in so no one knows. But they seemed really odd, out of place. Like 8 out of 10s were like, the movie was beyond amazing. The mystery and intrigue scared me beyond my wildest dreams. I'm like, I don't know what movie you watched. This movie was so slow burn, slow boring, and sleep inducing. Some of them were like, I couldn't stop crying because the emotional burn of it. Like, I don't know what movie this was that you reviewed. I'll give them maybe a pass. Maybe they watched the wrong Red Island, because when I did research, there was multiple movies called that. Maybe they watched a different one and then put it under the wrong movie for the review. That's understandable, maybe. But overall, I'm never going to watch it again, and I'd recommend listening to my podcast review instead, because it's more work to put into it and more entertainment value than the movie itself. So thank you for listening and being fans of the podcast. Greatly appreciate your support. See you next time on Street Film Back Pages. Hopefully the next film review will be far more exciting than Red Island. Thank you. Stay safe. Have a good week.